Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Carver, how you never told me who you think will win that thing. Will it be Bellinger or Yelich? Because, I mean, everyone loves Belly and all of his home runs and everything. But you got to be kidding me. This guy goes 50-30. If he goes 50-30, do you go with Yelich?
Look, I was going to bring this up to you before because it kind of ties into the Trout thing also. Harp had it right. If the Brewers in the next 6 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever it is, get on a little run, make the playoffs, yeah, I think I'm going to give it to Yelich over Bellinger. Look, I know that Trout is the absolute best player in baseball. He's unbelievable. He's having a monster season. But I'm sorry, I can't give MVP awards to guys on teams that are going to finish 12 games out of first or 15 games out of the playoffs. I can't do it, and I get it. You know, his team sucks.
So who would you give it to in the American League? I mean, Bregman?
It's tough, and this is why he's got such a good case, because there aren't that many.
Davers has had a great year, but they're going nowhere.
He's going to finish 16 games out of first also.
They're going nowhere.
So I know that people have, you know, been pumping up DJ LeMahieu. I mean, I'm a Yankee fan. I don't think that DJ LeMahieu is the MVP of the American League.
Yeah, me neither.
They've got so many guys that have contributed all year long to what's going on with the Yankees. I don't think you could pick one guy off the Yankees to win the MVP in the AL. So I get it. This could be a year we're fine. You want to give it to Trout? Here's what they should do then. This is like what the NHL does. You know, the NHL has the Hart Trophy, which goes to the MVP of the league.
Right.
And then they have that other award that goes to the most outstanding player, or the best player in the league that McDavid wins every single year.
Right.
You know, do that then. Give a best player, or let the players vote. Like the.
And what is that called?
Else.
Like you're losing me.
That's
here.
The Ted Lindsay. Isn't
that the like Lindsay the Rocket
award?
Richard.
Well, that's for the most goals. But,
most goals.
But they give out a separate. They give out a most outstanding player award, and then they give out the MVP, because I'm sorry, I can't give the MVP to guys that are going to finish 15 to 20 games, you know, 10 to 15 games out of first. I just can't do it.
Right.
As monstrous as a year as he's having, I just can't. If the Brewers don't make the playoffs, so they fall a little short, I can't give it to Yelich. Is Yelich the best player in the National League this year? Absolutely he is. But is he the most valuable? Not if your team doesn't make the playoffs. How valuable is that?
Well, weren't we talking last night about, like, a guy called up, and I said they could still make it, the Brewers.
He was all about, the, you know, their bullpen, and they can't get it, they can't get anybody out, which he's right about. But
they're winning tonight in St. Louis right now, 5-3 in the bottom of the eighth.
And I hope they catch the Cardinals, because, as you know, I can't stand the Cardinals. So I hope that the Brewers or the Cubs, one of them, can take that division over St. Louis.
So just so we are clear, the Brewers, the Cardinals have the lead in the Central by a half game over the Cubs, and the Brewers are four back. And then guys, when they realize they're not going to win the division, which is still wide open, four games is nothing. In September, you could do that in a week.
Absolutely.
I mean,
especially when you're going to, you know, I'm sure they play each other at some point. And
it's hard to do it in a week. I take that back.
Well, if you got three or four, you know, you're playing a series or a couple back-to-back series with a team.
Fair enough. Or 2 weeks, you're talking about you could actually pull it off because, like, the Mets got that hot and everything else. But anyway, the wild card is a different story altogether. They're 3.5 out. So they're 4 out in one, 3.5 out in the other. But they had lost 3 in a row going into tonight. And they had gone 4-6-10. So they're not playing good baseball. The guy said, we got no pitching. We got no bullpen. And I'm not sure I believe all of that. But they're winning tonight, and Yelich is the reason that they're even in anything. We know that much.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.